This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Is anyone feeling controversial?
Oh, boy.
No! God, no! No. Oh, God. She doesn't know.
Erica yes,
doesn't
know. You are? Oh.
Erica doesn't know. Do you know?
Is there a song?
No, it's not a song. Oh. No.
At least pretend to be like, oh, is there a song? Like happy?
Oh, is there a song?
Yeah.
No, there's not a song. Like TX started a thing before you started to work here.
It's controversial lists.
Oh my God, yes. You do know about
it. I do know. I've listened enough.
Again, I've listened enough to know. Like you could say it.
Oh, I listened.
Enough.
Right, yeah. Right.
What are your thoughts on his controversial rankings?
I'm ready to fight him.
Okay. My work here is done. I shall stand down. Erica, have your way with him. You know what I mean.
Yeah.
Do your worst.
Well, it is summer, so I thought I would present to you the controversial rankings, the best things about summer.
Okay, so let's get the song playing here. There's not really a song.
Oh, no.
I just wanted to see if Erica would kind of try to come in and go, controversial.
No, I'm not going to make up the song the first time I'm hearing it, but thank you.
Okay, sorry.
All right.
What is the best things about summer?
Best things about summer. Coming in at number 10.
Are 10?
Of course.
Is there a way we can make your list 5?
I could just start at 5.
But then we're going to go, what about? And he's going to say, that was earlier on the list.
So that if you're unfamiliar, can we just real quick recap? You have done bears.
Mm-hmm.
Like best bears?
Yeah, best bears, yeah.
And what do you think won? He was controversial because it wasn't Paddington, like, and it should have been.
Bear Grylls or something?
No, it was like...
It was Corduroy.
Corduroy was number one?
Yeah, Corduroy number one.
He's not number one.
Okay, wait. Okay.
These are all fully
opinion.
Yes.
The Slacker Show research team, they crunch the numbers, they give it to me, and I report it. And that's why it's controversial.
Right.
Just real quick, what other things have you done off the top of your head?
Tigers. Christmas treats.
Christmas treats. That's right. That one was
Christmas treats. That might be the one I heard.
Yeah, that's not terrible.
Okay. Yeah. Red and green M&Ms at number one.
Yes.
This is exactly why these.
And I'll tell you what. I would have fought you over that.
Yeah, because that's dumb.
Yeah.
Because they taste exactly like regular M&Ms.
They are
regular.
All the same.
So put out regular M&Ms at your next Christmas party.
I will.
You Scrooge.
Have we wasted enough time so we can be done?
Number 10.
Do we have to get a look at traffic?
Do we normally guess number one? It's been a while since we've done one.
Yeah. Oh, the cleaning supplies. That was a great one. Oh, that's a classic. Yeah. Marconi's hit me up about that one.
For you to, with a straight face, be like, well, that was one of the ones Marconi called.
We need to guess what the best thing about summer is.
I feel like we normally.
Yeah. What do you think number one?
No, because I don't want to say, because I don't want to ruin it for him. Okay. I know what his is.
Can I make a guess?
Yes, you can.
Ice cream cones.
Is it on the list?
It's on the list.
Oh!
He and Aaron have a weird thing with the stupid Otter Pops.
Oh, I almost said popsicles, which...
It's adjacent, but they just...
Otter Pops, in my childhood, elite summertime snack.
Yes, thank you.
It's
why
dirty water.
Them,
it's
why leave them in your childhood? Keep it around.
Yeah, bring them back.
Yeah.
Make a good
You're
point.
Fine. All right, sorry, we should reset this thing. It is...
I played the saxophone in high school. This is the best things about summer, the controversial rankings. Number 10, the weather.
Oh, my God.
What? Is it not good? The weather, it's good. All right, but number 10, because sometimes it's too hot.
Yeah, exactly.
It's often too hot.
Okay.
Number 9, baseball games.
Oh my God, you live in Colorado. You cannot put that on the list.
What about
they're
home
still
baseball?
Fun to go to.
Yeah. That's why they're 9.
Backyard baseball.
Who plays backyard baseball? Who's got a backyard big enough to play baseball?
Well, I don't know baseball. What his backyard looks like, baseball, but he has a backyard, child.
This room is considerably bigger than his backyard.
Yeah. Don't be mean.
I'm not trying to be mean.
We couldn't even have a dugout. It's like, backyard. No,
I love his house. Everything's set up. He's got a walkout basement. So he's got a deck and he's got like Blackstone and a grill. And then downstairs, he's got like a gardening thing and like a little pathway down. Oh, it's sick. Yeah. But there's no baseball happening.
And then it just ends.
Okay. That's the end of it. No baseball. Sorry.
Okay, yeah. But how many games have you gone to this year?
None.
How many games did you go to last year?
I went to one.
And also,
I went to a Rockies
it's
game.
Not summer yet.
Okay, but how can it be on the list if you only did it one time? Was the weather good the whole summer? Yes, that's how it gets on the
but
list.
But sometimes it's too hot. That's why it's 10. And 9, because I'd like to go more. But the Rockies aren't winning, and it's kind of expensive to go.
I'm just doing...
And I've tried to go to high school games, but you're like, oh, that's weird. You don't have a kid in high school. So I would go to more.
That is just another subject that I will have to tackle with Eric at some point, but I just want to ask her real quick. Do you think it's weird to just go into high school when you know nobody there and just watch the kids play?
My father would do this.
Mm. There you go.
Thank
and
you.
It's weird. It's weird as hell.
No, like, it's not. He's
yes,
a great
it
man.
Is. You don't go there.
Yeah, your knows kids him well.
Yeah.
Okay. I just have to say, and I will take some responsibility for, but Eric has also done it. You're only two in, and we're running out of time.
Okay.
So we're probably going to have to extend this, but just keep, I mean,
okay.
Unless you just read them all like 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, like just go. 8.
Number 8, 4th of July fireworks. Hard to beat. Oh, but you only do it once a summer. How could it be on the list?
it's
controversial.
My friend, is not true. Because like the Rockies do it on July 4th, and then like Mile High Stadium does it on like somebody chooses the Friday, and like my neighborhood does it like 2 weeks ahead because they're like, our fireworks are ratchet, and we know we don't want to intrude on any other good show.
Oh,
so they
that's
shoot
good.
Them off on like June 12th.
Okay, well.
I thought they'd go after and they could get everything on a discount.
That's so smart.
Talk to your HOA.
We'll talk to him. Okay, sorry.
Number 7.
Yeah.
This is controversial, I feel like. Pools. Pretty low on the list, but overrated.
Do you have a pool?
No.
Exactly.
Because he doesn't have an HOA, so he doesn't have a pool in his neighborhood.
Yeah, right. We don't have one. We miss. But again, pretty hot. Just very hot.
The pool is to cool down.
Yeah. It's, they're the fun.
Pool, the pool should be
like
in the
number
top five.
Two.
You're an idiot.
And I think Aaron's going to... Do you get in the pool when you go to the pool?
Yes!
Women don't.
Yeah,
women just lay
I
on
do.
The side of it.
I put on like a snorkel mask and fins.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's why I said Aaron's going to answer this differently.
And swim in the pee water.
Erica, do you get in the pool or do you tan at the
it
pool?
It depends how hot it is.
Yep. If it's hot, you get in. Especially like in my pool, there's a corkscrew slide. You have to
you
ride
have a,
the slide.
You have a pool?
The pool at our HOA. I don't have a pool in my house.
His neighbor does, though.
It feels like we could probably break in.
No, you cannot. There's heavy security in the pool area.
Noted.
Okay.
What number are you on?
That was 7.
Oh, Jesus.
Number 6. Slacker, you're going to like this one. It's patio season. You can sit outside, outdoor dining, restaurant, bar.
Yeah, that is nice.
You haven't said it yet. You haven't said it yet.
What?
If number 6 is day drinking, it's the only one you've said that's good. Because you can't day drinking in the winter feels real weird.
Yeah.
Or it's when
cold.
It's snowing, that's the way to go.
Snowing if you're in a hot tub, but you cannot just on a snowy day, you don't just like walk outside and go, then go crack a beer. But like if it's
no, on a snowy day, you sometimes go bar hop because what else is there
okay,
to do?
Alcoholic. Here's the deal. We're 6 in and we don't have time to finish. Get the rest of the list where? Social media?
Yeah, it'll be posted. You can get on the Odyssey
app.
We'll
let him
have it posted.
Do it next.
We'll let him do the rest of his stupid list next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Oh, look, you're still here. What's wrong with you? Not anybody in this room. It's the listeners. It's like...
Well, with that attitude...
Yeah. They're on the edge of their seats.
Hold on. on. You were on my team a minute ago.
I'm not anymore.
You like his controversial ranking.
Okay with so far the rankings.
A little less controversy this time.
TX, set it up again. What are you doing?
This is the best things about summer.
Did you hear what he did there?
Number 10, the weather. Yeah. Number 9, baseball games. 4th of July fireworks coming in at 8. Pools at 7, a little low for some, not Erica. Number 6, patio season, outdoor dining.
Just say day drinking.
Day drink, okay.
Yeah, but, yeah, that makes it better.
But it does make it, outdoor dining, I don't want to eat when it's hot. But to have,
eating outside is so fun.
Yeah.
It's the only time I can comfortably sit there and have a froze. You know what I mean? You're just like,
yeah.
As a, like a guy who just mowed his yard and you got grass clippings on your flip-flops. And you're like, froze, please.
Yeah,
get after
that's
it.
Good.
You go without changing your shoes?
God, no. You just got to get after the day drinking, man. Sorry. Anyway, there are 5 more controversially ranked summertime activities that rock.
Yes. Number 5, vacations/trips. I had to put both on there. Some of us don't. A vacation, you can go to Mexico. You could go abroad or something like a full-blown. Or Disney, that's a vacation. Or you could just do a little. A little trip.
Yeah. A trip is a vacation.
A trip is like a nearby.
Yeah, like a road trip. It's kind of, either way, you're maybe just getting away for a little bit. You maybe using some PTO. It's a good part about summer, right?
I think it's the same thing, but sure. But not everybody gets to do that. I don't remember the last vacation or trip I took. When was the last time you guys saw me go anywhere?
You went to an F1 race in Austin.
People
that
with less memory.
That was in the summer too.
Yeah, but I had to meet one of our big bosses out there. So
for the tickets.
Okay. Meeting the big boss.
Okay, no, I do see that. But you know,
it's
that,
at least
like,
the time to do it. I understand maybe you're not always able to, but it's a good part. Especially you're growing up, you know, summer vacation.
Yeah.
But you're gonna say that the average person listening to our show right now is gonna put that above pools. That's where I think you've messed up.
I would say it's more exciting.
You just do the pool more. You just
You do, but the pool's exciting. So hot. That's really the guiding factor through all these things is what is not hot.
The weather's too hot.
Yeah,
the fireworks are too hot. The Rockies games can be too hot.
Everything about you. Like, this list isn't about the commoners. It's about you.
No, people agree.
No, they people, don't. Nobody agrees.
Fan voted.
This is okay.
Number
fan
4.
Voted.
It's not
fan
voted.
Like, this
voted.
Is the AMAs.
It's not. It's dumb.
Number 4, the best parts about summer, cookouts. Mm-hmm. Getting the grill, firing it up, maybe the Blackstone with an air fryer in it. Slacker.
He's got
with an air fryer in it?
Oh yeah.
I bought the big dog Blackstone with air fryers in it.
And then you gave it away.
No, I gave him my regular one.
Oh.
When I bought if I happen to buy a Costco that has an even bigger Blackstone with more air fryers or a pool on the side or a little like handmade or whatever, I will hand down. Now, I got to ask a question. If I get another one, do I hand the air fryer one to you and you hand the other one to...
Yes. That's only fair.
I feel like...
No, it's
this
not.
This is ridiculous.
No.
It's number 3 on my list.
Talk to my fiance about air fryers.
Okay. But I'm just saying, if Costco has another one, somebody gets
okay. Then wow. we'll fight about it.
Okay, we can Rochambeau.
What was that? Number 4? So number 3.
Yep.
Top 3. It's getting to the nitty gritty. Summer flings.
Summer flings were so fun.
I've never had one, you guys.
Yeah. Maybe this is the year.
No, it was always summer was when you break up because you want to be free.
Oh.
I'm unfamiliar.
Slut.
Well, no, it also sounds like you had a lot.
I'm jealous.
Sounds like you had a lot of summer flings then. If you were
you don't
breaking
wanna,
up to like, you know, get about town.
Yeah, flings for her.
Right.
You want to do a lot. That makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah, for me, it was, no, that's the time you can maybe date a girl from another school, you know?
Do you call your shot on a summer fling? Do you say, like, I know that you know, or is it just understood? Like, I know that you know.
Sometimes summer flings turn into more.
Then it's not a summer fling. Then it's just the beginning of, like, I just want to know, because it's that weird FWB thing where you have to go, like, you get that we're only just doing this because we both want to touch each other's ugly places. And like I want it to be clear that like the second the clouds roll in, bye.
Yeah,
like
sign you have to, here, initial here,
right,
this is done.
A little bit, don't you?
It's way less sexy if you talk about it.
So it's just you have to trust that
mutual
she's not,
understanding.
Yes. Yeah. And neither of you can't be the first to fall too deep in that you're kind of just, you're flinging it. Okay. You know?
I'd like to point out that my pick for number one is in the final two.
Hold on. What'd you say? Ice cream cones?
I said ice cream cones.
And I said, I think my pick is number one.
And what is your pick?
I picked the stupid Otter Pops.
Oh, okay. Right.
That's right. They're not stupid. And they might be in the top two.
There's only two left, right?
There's only two left.
And we'll get to those
in 7 minutes.
Just get to them.
Number two, the best thing about summer, no school. There's no school. What's better than that?
Oh, no. I'm nervous.
We're staring at each other down. No school is the best.
Thank you.
We haven't had school in, for some of us, centuries. It's like millennia have passed. What are you talking about?
But still, it's just a good feeling to know that the kids are getting a break. You know, they throw the papers up at the end and they sing the song.
You just hate school.
Yeah, wait. Of course he hates it.
Come to the dark side, Erica. These lists are stupid.
No, but you see
now how stupid it is because he's got a really dumb one clear at the top. He's got pools in the bottom.
Pools at seven.
Okay.
Number one, the best thing about summer. Slacker had Otter Pops. Erica has ice cream cones.
Right.
Aaron, did you make a guess?
I was thinking Otter Pops, but I am sad that s'mores aren't on your list.
Oh my God,
you guys, he's going to combine them all.
Is it just summer?
He's
going
to combine them all. Do it, you filthy whore.
Number one, the best part about summer. Frozen treats.
Ah, no s'mores.
You all kind of win.
The Slacker Show. Alice. 105.9.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.